Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. This PAX East 2024 interview is part of a larger series where I spoke with developers, producers, level designers, motion capture artists, and programmers about the games they are presenting. I'm excited to kick off our series with a, let's say, a hidden game at PAX East. As far as I know, this game has not been officially announced, so I'm excited to present to you, Kill 'Em All.
Hey, I'm Doug with Workforce Gaming. I'm with Ryan, the marketing director at Nocturnal, and we are looking at a game called Kill 'Em All, which is... I like the title a lot because it's very much exactly what it says. You're killing a lot of demons and stuff. But I'm a fan of Serious Sam and those kind of like massive hordes and that sort of thing. So that's what caught my eye. So what is Kill 'Em All?
Yeah, so we're calling it an FPS survival roguelite.
Okay.
where the survival is you do 30-minute runs against massive hordes of enemies.
Sure.
We'll have some roguelike meta progression where you get permanent upgrades, but the meat of the game is just doing that run again and again.
Gotcha. And I think we're looking at an earlier version. Is this your first public playtest of this game?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it's catching a lot of eyes because a lot of people are playing it. It's interesting how you guys are mixing some of that old school stuff with Vampire Survivors, which I don't think has been done yet.
No, I don't think it has. It's all been 2D, sort of in that like subgenre. So we felt there was an opportunity there.
Sure. So with the setting and stuff. So I'm not sure if you talk with a developer. I assume pretty regularly. What was their kind of inspiration for why demons, why that sort of thing? Was it just
The setting? Well, the game came about. We were working on a tactical shooter.
Okay.
That we'll be demoing tomorrow, actually.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Called Waifu Tactical Force.
Okay.
we felt that. As a first title, a multiplayer shooter was a lot to handle.
Sure, absolutely.
So we wanted something with a little bit narrower scope, and we were all big, like, classic shooter fans, so we started thinking about the boomer shooter things.
Gotcha.
And at the time, I was hooked on Vampire Survivors. Our CEO was hooked on Halls of Torment.
Okay, yeah.
And we thought, like, we've got some wizards on the tech side at Nocturnal.
Yeah.
Lots of ex-Epic people who built Unreal Engine 5.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we're like, okay, what if we push the enemy count in Unreal? Because, like, the DNA of our studio is like, Unreal is, like, a big part of that. So we were envisioning originally 400 to 600 enemies on screen at once.
Yeah.
And then when our CTO came in on Monday, one day, he's like, oh, over the weekend, I implemented this system. We can put 15,000 enemies on screen.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, well, that's a very different game.
Yeah, sure.
But, oh, yeah, let's run with that.
Yeah, it's funny because like, sometimes you'll see this stuff in tech demos and never actually see it implemented in a game. It's like, look, a horde, like in Lord of the Rings or something like that. But, like, yeah, it seems like you guys are actually doing it, which could be a kind of scary thing.
Absolutely. Like, and our minds are spinning. Once we saw the tech, we're like, okay, yeah, let's finish this. But,
yeah.
We could do so much. There's so many cool things we could do. We could do Dynasty Warriors type games.
Sure.
We could do Total War type games. Like the technology is absolutely astounding. Like as a non-tech person, it made my jaw drop.
Oh yeah, no, it is jaw dropping for sure. So I mean, we're looking at a really early version game with like kind of a single enemy. Kind of where do you guys see the game going in the next year? Like, because I assume you guys are kind of thinking about early act. Or what's the plan for looking forward for the game?
Yeah, so we're bringing the game here to PAX just to sort of get people's reaction to it. We've been working on it for 6 months at this point. You're always too close to the games that you're making.
Sure.
You know, you're not impartial, so we wanted to get people's hands on the game and see what they were reacting before we decided to put a lot of money behind a marketing effort focusing on certain aspects.
Sure.
We wanted to see what people responded to. And so we're going to be dropping the Steam page and an announced trailer in the fall.
Okay.
And then we're going to be doing an early access release after a Steam Next Fest demo in February.
Oh, nice. I know with like Vampire Survivors stuff, the early access stuff is always... Those are the games I like to follow in early access because you're going to see them building like, oh, here's just a cool new thing we're doing. Here's a cool new thing we're doing. So it's always fun to see those. Well,
I feel it's really a fit for early access because it's not the kind of game. But oftentimes I find I am interested in an early access game, but it's not complete. So I'll wait on it.
Yeah.
This is the kind of game where I feel even the package that we have for early access is complete in and of itself. And it's the kind of game that you're going to replay endlessly anyway. So
yeah.
Getting in while it's early is still plenty. Like the loop is there.
Absolutely,
it's
gonna
deliver the same dopamine.
It does look like a very cool. Like I was thinking, like just the main gameplay loop of just killing 10,000 demons is very cool. All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right.